自然其实晓得，崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励，题目是为子而活的人生观。
Today is the Sabbath day, and for this afternoon, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the value in living for the Lord.
基督徒的人生观可以说是充满喜乐的人生观。
For us as Christians, our value should be one that is filled with joy.
但是呢，有一些事情跟一般人不太一样。
However, there are something that's different from others.
有些事情呢，大家都放在看得见的。
For us, we put something that we can see.
但是基督徒呢，有些事情呢是要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And for Christian, we should base what we have on faith and not by sight.
因为我们是为主而活的。
Because we live for the Lord.
是属于主耶稣的人。
And we belong to the Lord Jesus.
人如果单为自己而活的话
And if a person just live for himself
有时候会活不了的
And it's difficult for a person to live on
因为人自己有很多会遭遇的事情不能够解决的
Because there are many things that a person would encounter that they cannot solve
如果解决不了就不想活
Then if a person cannot solve the problem then the person may not live on
但是自从我们接受主耶稣的救恩以后就不一样
However, for us as Christians, after when we have received the salvation, we are different.
我们不只为主而活。
Not only we lived for the Lord.
有什么事情也靠着主耶稣来带领。
For all matters, we depend on the Lord Jesus to guide.
因为主耶稣是无所不能的。
Because our Lord is able in all things.
因此我们的人生观跟一般的人就不太一样。
And that is why our concept of life is different from the others.
请看罗马书十四章第七节第八节。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十四章第七节第八节。
Chapter 14.
第七节。
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
Verse 8.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。使徒保罗在这边提到，我们没有一个人为自己活。
Here the Apostle Paul tells us that none of us here lives for himself.
这是指着我们已经接受主耶稣救恩的人。
And this refers to those people who has already received the salvation from the Lord Jesus.
我们知道生命的主权是在乎神。
And we know that the power of our life lies in God.
如果神不愿意的话，你想要活多久都没有办法。
If God is unwilling, you cannot even live whatever years you want.
人也不能够因为有不如意的事情就不想活。
And some people, when they meet with something that is unpeaceful, they might not want to live on.
因为基督徒认识生命的主权在乎神。
For a Christian, when we believe in the Lord, we know that All life is in God.
所以不能够你觉得绝望就要自杀，这是违背神的主意。
And it's not up to us to take our life when we are disappointed with life.
保罗在这边强调或生或死。
Here Paul says, if we live or if we die,
都不能够呢以自己为中心呐。
We cannot put ourselves as a center.
要为主而活。
We have to live for the Lord.
因为呢主曾经为我们死了又复活。
Because the Lord has once died for us and is resurrected.
永远活在天上。
And he is living forever in heaven.
也在地上与我们同在。
And on earth, he is with us.
尤其借着他宝血的救赎，使我们大家成为义人。
Especially through his blood, all of us can be saved to be righteous.
因此，保罗他说，主耶稣用重价把我们赎过来。
And that is why Paul also says that The Lord Jesus has bought all of us with a price.
并不是我们本来有高尚的品德，让神欣赏。
It is not that we have a noble character for God to find favor in us.
是因为主耶稣的怜悯，我们虽然缺点很多，但是他赦免了我们。
It is because the compassion of our Lord Jesus that He saved us.
所以借着他宝血的洁净，让我们呢成为义人。
And it's through his cleansing of the blood that we can be righteous.
所以我们为主而活有充分的理由。
And there are many reasons for us to live for the Lord.
像保罗他感受到是因为主的爱来激励他。
It's just like for Paul himself, he felt that it was the love of God that compels him to live on.
让他也深深体会到在主里面重生的人就是新造的人。
To allow him to experience that it is one who is renewed in the Lord.
不再像从前的旧人的观念生活方式。
And the person will no longer live in his old self.
因为已经改变成为新人，有新的观念。
The person has been renewed and has new concept in life.
有新的人生目标。
And has new goals in life.
那么下午呢，我们要提到为主而活的人生观啊。
And this afternoon, I'm going to talk about the values for us living for the Lord.
主要就是保罗他在强调，无论行人做事情啊，无论做事情或者是为人。
And here, according to what Apostle Paul has emphasized, that whether we are doing things or as a person,
要凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We have to do it by faith, not by sight.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5,
第六节第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and 7.
哥林多后书第五章第六节第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。第七节。
Verse 7.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。保罗在这边提到说，我们时常坦然无惧。
Here Paul says that we are always confident.
我们信耶稣以后，我们的心境是不是真的这样呢
？Is it how we're feeling now when we believe in the Lord?
实际上，我们经常会因为人事的不同、环境的改变
，oftentimes because of the changes in our environment，
让人内心不安。
That it causes us to feel unpeaceful.
或者是自己有亏欠的地方呢，内心也会不安的。
Or it's through our shortcoming that we can feel unpeaceful.
但是保罗却强调说，我们能够坦然无惧。
However, here Paul says that we are always confident.
是因为有主与我们同在。
And the reason being is that the Lord is always with us.
虽然主耶稣在天上。
Although the Lord Jesus is in heaven.
我们带着肉体。在这个地面上
We are living in flesh on earth
有肉身的主国
And we have our physical limitations
不能够完全与主同在
And that we cannot always to be with the Lord
但是我们在世界上是凭着信心来做事情的
But on earth we do things by our faith
也表示主与我们同在
And it shows that the Lord Jesus is with us
那么能够坦然无惧
To be confident
这是靠着主耶稣的恩典的。
Is to depend on the grace of our Lord Jesus.
彼得曾经从这一方面来阐明耶稣的道理。
And from here, Peter has revealed the truth of Lord Jesus.
请看彼得前书第三章二十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21.
彼得前书第三章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 page 858.
新约圣经338页。
Page 859, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21.
21节，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，主求在神面前有无愧的良心。借着主耶稣宝血的洗礼的效果
，Through the baptism of the Lord Jesus，
让我们能够在神的面前称义。
That we can be called righteous before the Lord.
并不是我们的行为完全。
It is not that we have a perfect deed.
完全是神的怜悯，主耶稣的宝血的洗净。
It is all because of the grace of the Lord Jesus and the blood that cleanses us.
使我们在神的面前能够有无愧的良心。
And that we have pure conscience before the Lord.
人人都有良心。
All of us have our conscience.
但是人心的弱点太多，所以良心有愧。
And because of the shortcoming of humans that we have covered our conscience.
但是蒙主耶稣的宝血洁净就是洗礼以后就不一样。
However, the person will be changed after the water baptism.
借着真理的造就圣灵的带领。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the edifications of the truth.
让我们向完全迈进。
The person can pursue toward perfections.
主耶稣体恤我们的软弱，一定会扶助我们。
And our Lord Jesus knows our weakness, and He will help us.
使我们在神的面前有无愧的良心。
So that we can stand before the Lord with a pure conscience.
在人的面前也能够这样。
and is the same before man.
那这样呢，就处处啊，有坦然无惧的心。
And in this case, we can stand before people with a good conscience.
那这样呢，我们就天天坦然无惧的心。
And so on, we can live a life with a pure conscience.
这种人呢，人生观是充满了快乐的。
And this kind of person, their life is filled with joy.
因为我们知道我们活着是为主而活的
because we know that we live for the Lord
所以我们要保持无愧的良心
and that we have to maintain a pure conscience
就要努力灵修啊
we have to cultivate ourselves spiritually
那这样内心就会享受到主的平安啊
then in our heart we can enjoy the peace from the Lord
所以主耶稣说在我里面的有安息呀、
That is why the Lord Jesus says that in me you'll find peace.
就是真正享受到属灵的平安。
And that is true spiritual peace.
经常有无愧的良心。
For a person who has pure conscience,
内心就快乐。
Then the person will have joy in the heart.
保罗他本身竟然提到他有无愧的良心
For Paul himself, he often mentioned that he has a pure conscience before the Lord.
请看《使徒行传》24:16。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.Chapter 24.
使徒行传24:16。
Verse 16. Page 791.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无愧的良心。
16.
保罗在这边做见证的时候。
Here when Paul is testifying.
尤其他在有地位人的面前为耶稣做见证。
Especially.At this moment, he was giving testimony before people with status.
因为当时有不少的人怀疑保罗所传的道理。
At that time, many people doubted the truth that Paul was preaching.
以为他所传的内容呢是属于异端的道理。
And they call his preaching heresy.
尤其他传扬属人复活的道理。
Especially when he was preaching the truth concerning resurrections.
这些道理呢，有些人不能够接受。
And a lot of people at that time cannot accept this truth.
但是保罗在这边他说：“我自己勉励，无论对神对人都有无愧的良心。”
But here Paul says that he's striving always to keep his conscience clear before God and man.
也就是说，他所传的道理不是胡说八道的。
In other words, what he preaches is not nonsense.
如果这样的话违背良心，他不敢讲。
If this is so, then he would have gone against his conscience.
同样的，今天我们呢，为主而活的人有强烈的使命感。
Similarly, all of us who are living for the Lord, we have our mission.
要带领更多的人来就近主耶稣啊。
And we have the sense of missions to bring many people to come close to the Lord.
要带领更多的人跟神和好。
And we want to bring many people to be one with the Lord.
那么我们呢要带领之前我们呢必须为主耶稣做见证
and before we can guide someone to the Lord we have to give testimony for the Lord
我们所做的见证都是实在的都是自己所体会的
and what we give as a testimony is truth and what we have actually experienced
真的凭着无愧的良心来讲的
and all this is done through a pure conscience
那么这样就会产生力量
and in doing so we will have strength
让听到的人呢能够呢去接受的。
So the person who's listening to our testimony can accept it.
我们再看使徒行传23:1。
Let's turn to Acts 3:1.
23:1。
Verse 1.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说：“弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。”保罗在犹太人公会的面前。
Here.Paul is before the Sanhedrin.
甚至在神的面前。
And before the Lord.
他说行事为人都是凭着良心的。
He said that whatever he does them with good conscience.
因此他站在有权势人的面前也坦然无惧。
And he is able to stand with confidence before people with power.
无论在什么地方什么时候都能够坦然无惧
in all situations he can stand with confidence and with good conscience
有这种心态不是用钱可以买的
and this kind of attitude cannot be bought with money
同样的我们今天为主而活的人
and today similarly for all of us who are living for the Lord
也会有这种体会的
we will have such an experience as well
按照保罗所说的，能够坦然无惧。
According to what Paul has said here, he can stand before the Lord in good conscience.
那虽然呢，我们带着肉体，有肉体的阻隔。
Although we live in flesh and we have our physical limitations,
不能够完全属灵跟主耶稣同在。
That we cannot be in spirit totally with the Lord.
虽然这样是要我们来学习。凡是凭着信心来做的。
Nevertheless, we have to learn to do things by faith.
带着肉体，但是我们可以凭着信心呢做很多事情。
Although we are in flesh, but by faith we can accomplish many things.
这是跟一般的人呢啊人生观不一样的。
And this kind of concept of life is different from people who are not Christian.
有的人凡事呢要凭着看得见的。
Some people they have to base on what they can see.
凡事呢。啊，都凭着理智的。
And based on their rationale.
这是根据呢，保罗对哥林多教会弟兄姐妹所提到的有关求神迹、求助会的。
This is according to what Paul talks about in the Corinthian churches. People have to pursue for miracle and wisdom.
是同样的观念。
And this is the same concept.
我们再看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
22节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
哥林多前书第一章二十二节。
Page 806, chapter 1 verse 22 of First Corinthians.
犹太人是要神迹，希尼利人是要求助会。犹太人很注重看得见的神迹。
Jews they place a lot of emphasis on miraculous sign that they can see.
耶稣基督是不是神呢
？Is Jesus the God,
他必须有神迹表现。
They have to see it through miracle.
我真的得到神的恩典吗？我有没有体会到神迹
？Is it true that I've actually experienced the grace from the Lord has to be through sign and wonder?
有神迹，这是神的恩典啊，临到。
It's only through sign that they can experience the grace of the Lord coming upon them.
但是不能够啊，一直的凭着啊有神迹看。
However, they cannot always base their faith on miracle.
超人的神迹谁不喜欢呢
？Everyone want to look for supernatural miracle.
每一个人都喜欢听，又喜欢看，又喜欢体会到超人的神迹。
All of us here like to listen and hear, listen and see miraculous sign.
但是保罗在哥林多后书所强调的是要凭着信心，就不一样。
However, it's different from in 2 Corinthians that Paul says that we have to base it on our faith.
因为没有看到超人的神迹，你信心不会动摇。
If we do not see miracle, and our faith will not be shaken.
啊，这就是凭着信心来行事为人的。
Then that is true faith, and we do things by faith.
这也是为主而活的人的啊，超人的人生观啊。
And this is a kind of value that surpasses all for those who live for the Lord.
那么希利尼人呢？凡事求智慧。
And for the Greeks, they look for wisdom.
也就是说呢，比较理智。
In other words, they look for reason.
凡事不合逻辑的，我绝对不相信。
Anything that's not logical, they will not believe.
但实际上呢，神迹怎么合得逻辑呢？不合乎逻辑的。
In actual fact, miracle is not logical.
神的事情都是属灵的。
And all things that belong to the Lord is spirit and is illogical.
神的能力是超乎人的能力，不合乎逻辑。
And the power of the Lord surpasses that of a human and is not logical.
所以希尼利人一直站在求助会的立场，就没有办法接受耶稣的救恩啊。
And because the Greeks, they often look for wisdom and reason, they cannot receive the salvation from the Lord Jesus.
犹太人主求神迹，只有看不到神迹，体会到不到神迹，就不相信。
And for the Jewish, they demand miraculous signs, and if they cannot experience and see it, then they will not believe in the Lord Jesus.
并不是说求神迹不好，求助会不好。
It doesn't mean that it's not good to pray for wisdom and miracle.
因为这是只不过呢是一部分而已。
However, all these are only processed.
那么今天我们为主而活的人的人生观就不一样。
And it's different for us who live for the Lord.
不凭眼前所见得的这些，得失祸福啊。
We cannot base our faith on what we can see, our gain and losses.
当你损失很大的时候。
if we have lost a lot,
你不因为这样就不为主而活，
then we shouldn't just give up living for the Lord.
当你呢遭遇到灾祸的时候，
or we meet with calamity,
你不会因为这样就认为神不关心你。
We shouldn't think that the Lord is not taking care of us.
人性的弱点就是注重看得见的。
And all human weaknesses is one that we always base on what we can see.
我得到福气。
When we receive blessing.
我什么都很顺利。
And that everything is peaceful.
就感觉到神与我同在。
Then we think that the Lord is with us.
实际上神的旨意呢是超越这些的。
But the will of God surpasses all this.
所以保罗在强调我们凡事不要凭眼见，就是这个原因啊。
That is why Paul often emphasized that we cannot base on what we see.
也就是说我们的信心要进步到信赖神的公义跟慈爱。
In other words, we have to surpass our faith to believe in God's righteousness and love.
甚至呢保罗在哥林多后书第五章的第一节开始强调盼望的事情。
And Paul also mentions in 2 Corinthians about hope.
因为一些属于盼望属灵的事情呢是看不见的。
Spiritual hope is one thing that we cannot see.
比如说他提到我们这个肉体就是好像住在帐篷里面一样。
For example, he talks about our body is just like a tent.
帐篷是暂时的。
Tent is temporary.
当你到野外搭帐篷的时候，
When we go camping and we're pitching the tent,
那只不过几天你就要把它拆下来。
We know that the tent is only going to be up for a couple of days and we'll take it down.
那么人生在世也是一样。
And it's the same for us living in this world.
保罗说有一天我们这个帐篷这个肉体要拆下来。
Paul says that one day this tent, which is our body, we have to take it down.
要得到那永远的房屋。
And that we'll receive the eternal home.
房子是我们永远居住的地方。
And this home is one that we'll live in eternally.
那他所说的永远的房屋是指着呢？将来我们所要得到属灵荣耀的身体。
And this eternal home refers to the spiritual body that will gain one day.
不会朽坏的。
One that will not perish.
不会老化的，不会生病的。
One will not grow old or sick.
那这个呢，就是成为我们为主而活的人的盼望。
And this becomes the hope for us who live for the Lord.
那这些事情的实现呢？是未来的。
And the fulfillment of this matter is in the future.
因此保罗在这边强调现在我们有肉体的阻隔。
Hence Paul mentioned here that we have these limitations in flesh.
不能够完全享受到主的同在。
And that we cannot always experience that the Lord is with us.
但是有一天呢我们却会要体会到的。
However, one day we will experience this.
所以在这个还没有完全体会到属灵主完全与我们同在的这个时候，
and before we can experience to be in spirit entirely,
那么我们行事为人就要凭着信心啊。
And we have to base our doing and living by faith.
不能够单凭眼见。
And not by sight.
也就是说我们肉体肉眼看不见的事情，
In other words, things that we cannot see.
其实呢有更大的福气。
There are more blessings in it.
所以保罗在圣经里面呢这一方面的强调呢非常多啊。
And Paul often mentioned this in the Bible.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
二十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 24.
罗马书第八章二十四节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 24.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁能盼望他所见的呢？保罗在这边强调得救。
Here Paul talks about
在乎将来的盼望。
And this depends on this future hope.
谁还盼望他所见的呢？
Who, what is hope is it can be seen?
灵魂的得救是将来的事情。
To be saved in spirit is in future.
但是却成为我们每个人的盼望。
However, this becomes our hope.
属灵的福气是看不见的。
Spiritual blessing is one that we cannot see.
但保罗彼得说啊，这是要成为我们活泼的盼望。
But Peter says this is going to be our hope.
我们再请看彼得前书第一章第三节第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter
彼得前书第一章第三节第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 3-4. First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。彼得在这边提到说，我们借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生我们。
Here Peter's talk about that we are resurrected through Jesus.
叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we have hope.
也就是说，我们今天为主而活的人都有这种属灵的活泼盼望。
In other words, all of us who are living for the Lord, we have this spiritual hope.
因为要得到不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能够衰残。
Because we're going to inherit one that will never perish, spoil or fade.
人的肉体、物质
，in flesh or in physical,
都会朽坏的。
All this will be perished.
都会衰残的。
And all this will fade.
我们在场的有一些年纪比较大的。
And for some of us here who are advancing in age,
他会觉得肉体上的一切不如从前。
They will think that right now physically they are not as strong as in the past.
就表示他肉体渐渐朽坏。
And this shows that their physical body is starting to fade.
渐渐老化。
And slowly growing old.
但是我们的盼望呢，就盼望要得到那不能衰残啊，不能朽坏。
Yet our hope is one that will never be perished.
这是属灵的。
This is in spirit.
那么这些属灵的福气呢，是在天上的。
All the spiritual blessing is in heaven.
还有在天上的基业，这也是属灵的。
And the inheritance is also in heaven.
所以保罗他就是信赖神的公义跟慈爱会实现这些属灵的福气。
And Paul believes in the love and the righteousness of God that he will.Fulfill all the spiritual blessing.
这个保罗在人生快要结束的时候
，before Paul is coming to the end of his life，
他不会害怕
，he was not afraid，
他充满了希望
，he is filled with hope。
一个人在人生快要结束的时候呢，会很害怕的
，for a person who is going to die， he will be afraid，
因为他是为自己而活
，because this person is living for himself。
但是保罗为主而活就不一样的
，however for Paul。It's different because he lived for the Lord.
因为他是凭着信心为人行事。
And he lived his life by faith.
他是盼望将来属灵的这种福气。
And he's hoping for a spiritual blessing in future.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第八节。提摩太后书第四章第八节。
2 Timothy Chapter 4, verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也要赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。保罗写这封信的时候已经快要离世了。
The time when Paul's writing this letter, he is about to depart from this world.
但他却能够充满了盼望。
However, he is still filled with hope.
他说有公义的冠冕为他存留。
And he says here that there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
也就是说，站在主耶稣审判台前的时候，他能够得着。
And in other words, before the throne of judgment, he will gain all this righteousness.
不止他，凡爱慕主耶稣显现的人都要跟他一样。
Not only him, for those who love the Lord will also receive.
因此他在哥林多后书五章里面强调。
And that's why
行事为人不凭眼见，是凭信心。
He emphasized in 2 Corinthians that we have to live our life by faith and not by sight.
接下来他又这么说。
Following, he says,
请看哥林多后书第五章第八节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
5. 哥林多后书第五章第八节第九节。
Chapter 5 verse 8 and 9, page 818.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。第九节。
Verse 9.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外， 我们立了志向要得足的喜悦。接下来保罗呢，他说我们坦然无惧。
Following, he says that we are confident.
啊，跟第六节一样，强调坦然无惧。
And it's the same as verse 6, where he mentions that we are always confident.
在基督里面，不断的有坦然无惧的心态。
In Christ, he has this attitude of being confident.
真的太幸福了。
And he's indeed very blessed.
他除了有无愧的良心以外，
besides having a pure conscience,
他呢，对自己都无可指责啊。
And he has nothing to rebuke against himself.
约翰曾经这么说啊。
Paul once mentioned,
人内心如果经常不会自己责备自己，
that if for a person that cannot rebuke himself,
他呢就像保罗所说的能够坦然无惧啊。
Then it's like what Paul has mentioned, this person has become confident.
人呢很容易呢责备别人，因为别人的缺点容易看到。
It's easier for a person to rebuke others because we can see the shortcoming in other person.
那么自己的缺点不容易发现。
And we cannot see our own shortcoming.
但是有的人呢经常能够对自己的要求很认真啊。
However, for some people, they have great confidence before the Lord.
请看约翰一书第三章二十一节。
Let's turn to first.John,
约翰一书第三章二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 21. First John, chapter 3, verse 21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧。约翰在这边提到，我们的心不责备自己。
Here, John mentions that if our heart do not condemn ourselves.
并不是我们的心麻木。
Doesn't mean that we are numb in heart.
是因为我们的心受神的真理的造就。
It is because that our heart has been edified by the truth.
向完全努力。
And that we are pursuing for perfection.
想有一天呢能够达到完全。
And that one day we can reach perfection.
因此呢，我们在神的面前呢能够坦然无惧啊。
And therefore we can stand confidence before God.
因为我们有努力灵修自己。
Because we strive to cultivate ourselves spiritually.
所以保罗呢他强调他坦然无惧更愿意离开身体啊。
And here Paul mentions that because he has confidence before the Lord, he is willing to depart from his physical body.
然后与主耶稣同住。
And to be one with the Lord, Jesus.
所以一个呢有努力灵修的人都喜欢呢早一天跟主耶稣同住的。
And for any person who is striving to cultivate himself spiritually will one day hope to be with the Lord Jesus.
因为保罗体会到这是好多无比啊。
Because Paul mentions that this is the best.
因为他在灵界方面曾经有这种体验。
And he has experiences in the spiritual realm.
也就是说那一次的体验呢到底是他在的形体上去呢还是只有他的心灵上去呢他不知道。
At that experience he is not sure whether he has reached that state physically or spiritually.
但是他体会到在神的乐园里面呢是非常好好的无比。
But he experienced that to be in the garden of God is one that is the best.
保罗有这种体会啊。
Paul has such an experience.
从此以后呢他很羡慕与主同在。
And since then he yearned to be one with the Lord.
所以他写腓立比书的时候呢他有提到这一点啊。
And that is why he mentioned this when he was writing the book of Philippians.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look in Philippians chapter 1.
二十三节。
Verse 23, page 831. Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章二十三节。
Verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。保罗并不是说不想活的人。
It doesn't mean that here Paul he want to die.
他是为主而活的人。
He's a person who want to live for the Lord.
虽然他知道与主耶稣，同在呢是好的无比。
He knows that it's good to be one with the Lord.
那是完全属灵方面的同在。
And that is one to be in spirit.
因为现在呢，我有带着肉体，有肉体的主国不太完全。
Because now he is living in flesh, and because of physical limitation, he cannot be perfect.
他说他情愿离世与基督同在。
Therefore, he desired to depart from the world and to be with Christ.
因为是脱掉肉体的辖制。
In this way, he can forsake his physical limitations.
没有肉体的缺陷。
And no longer he is limited by his flesh.
所以他说好得无比。
And therefore he says, this is good.
但基督徒又不能够啊自己了断自己。
However, it's not up to a Christian to end his life.
如果这样又无法跟基督同在。
If this is so, then you cannot be together with Christ.
所以他经常处在两难之间呢。
And that is why he is often torn between the two.
但后来他又感受到。
And later on he experienced that.
他为主而活，有带着使命。
That living for the Lord, he has his mission.
他必须去完成这些使命。
And he need to accomplish all these missions.
所以凡事就由神来替他安排。
And therefore he leave it to God to plan his life.
因此呢，保罗当他为主而活的时候，
and therefore for Paul, because he lived for the Lord,
他的人生观就是不凭眼见，凭信心啊。
His value of life is not by sight, but by faith.
虽然很想早一天跟主耶稣同在，
although he desired to be one with the Lord,
他是一个真正爱主的人，
and he is one who truly loved the Lord.
他也真正了解呢，完全属灵跟主同在是好的无比。
And he also truly experienced that as indeed good to be in spirit with the Lord.
但是那不是在人间的。
However, he cannot experience this on earth.
那是来生的问题。
And this is only what will happen after life.
因此呢，他还在今生的时候，
that is why when he is still living on earth,
他就凭着信心来为主做一些事情。
By faith, he accomplished many things for the Lord.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节
Chapter 5 verse 9，
后书第五章第九节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9，
所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了柱像要得主的喜悦。他说无论住在身内，就是还带着这个肉体活着的时候，
Here he mentions that whether we're living in the body，
离开身外就是他啊，脱离这个肉体还活在基督里面，
or away from the body which is to be with Christ，
但是他立志说要得主的喜悦，
but here he says that he is determined to please God，
所以我们为主而活的人生观跟一般人不一样，
and that's why our value in living for the Lord is different from others，
我们不是为主自己喜欢什么就做什么，
we're not living according to what we pleases，
我们是主耶稣喜悦的，我就去做。
But we live according to what Jesus pleases.
保罗的人生观就是这样。
And this is the value of Paul.
所以他不断地为主耶稣立志，让主耶稣来喜悦他。
He continued to set determinations for the Lord to find favor in the Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣所喜悦的，不见得人家啊喜欢他的。
And what Lord pleases might not be one that's likened by others.
神的旨意不见得人人欢迎的。
And the will of God is not one that's always welcomed by others.
因此呢，他行处为人呢，往往啊要得神的喜悦，却不能够得到人的喜悦。
And that's why often because you want to please the Lord, he cannot please man at the same time.
但在这个时候呢，他就站在神这一边的。
However, at this time, he would stand with the Lord.
这是基督徒的人生观跟一般人不一样的地方。
And this is the concept and value of our life that's different from non-Christian.
我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Verse 10.
我现在是要夺人的心呢，还是要夺神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人。大多数的人都希望得到人的心。
All of us trying to please man.
为人态度也必须要这样的。
And in all things that we do is to try to please man.
那么对认识神的人来说，
However, for one who believe in the Lord,
你能够得到他的心，你能够得到他心所喜悦的。
And if we can please what God pleases,
因为他也懂得神的旨意。
And for the person who pleases God also know the will of God.
那这样呢，也能够到得到神的喜悦。
Then in all things we do, we can please God.
但是有的人不懂得神的旨意。
However, for some people, they do not know the will of God.
他所喜欢的不一定是神所喜悦的。
And what he likes might not please God.
那为了要让他喜欢。
In order, for this person to be pleased.
那么就惹起神不喜欢。
Then we cause the wrath of God.
那么保罗说这样不行。
And for Paul here, he says, this is not good.
他是要讨神所喜悦的。
He wants to win the approval of God, not man.
啊，这是保罗的人生观跟一般人不一样的地方。
And this is the value of Paul that's different from others.
所以他真的为主而活。
Truly, he is living for the Lord.
不断地立志，要怎样来得到主的喜悦。
He continued to set determinations to please God.
好像主耶稣带着肉体的时候，
It's just like when Lord Jesus is enfleshed.
他要来完成神的救恩。
He wants to complete the salvation for God.
天父真神的主意就是要让他的肉体来受苦。
And the will of God is for him to suffer physically.
必须要经历十字架的痛苦。
And that he has to go through the pain on the crucifixion.
当主耶稣面临十字架的痛苦的时候，
When Jesus himself, he was facing the pain on the crucifix.
他内心一直在挣扎。
He was struggling in his heart.
他在科西马尼园祷告的时候，
When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他就向天父真神说，
He said this to the Father in heaven.
他说，父啊，这个苦杯如果能够离开我的话，
He said, God, if this is your will, and this cup can depart from me,
就让他离开，不要我来喝。
Then take this bitter cup away from me, and I shall not drink from it.
但是不要按照我的意思，要按照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but to your will.
这就是尊重天父真神的主意。
This is the way he respects the will of God.
基督带着肉体的时候呢，他留下美好的榜样。
And for Christ, when he was in flesh, he set a good example for all of us.
让我们来学习。
So that we can learn from him.
所以保罗呢，他了解这些道理。
And for Paul, he understands this truth.
所以当他还带着肉体的时候呢，他就不断地立志要得到主的喜悦。
And that's why when he is still in flesh, he continued to determine in whatever he does, he can please God.
那今天我们很多弟兄姐妹呢，为主而活的人。
And today, for all of us who are living for the Lord,
也是怎样的来要求自己，要怎样才能够得到神的喜悦。
We have to continue to demand ourselves to think of what we do can please God.
只要神喜欢我们，
If God pleased is happy with us,
那么神的恩典我们就享用不尽。
Then we can enjoy the blessing from God.
所以一直立志要得到主的喜悦。
Therefore, we have to continue to determine to please God.
新约圣经有强调旧约时代有一个君王叫大卫啊。
In The New Testament, it emphasized that there was King David in the Old Testament.
大卫一生当中啊，记在旧约圣经里面非常详细啊。
And his life was recorded very clearly in the Old Testament.
他是一位多才多艺的人。
He is a very talented man.
他的人生的遭遇呢，逆境、顺境都有。
And he met with all kinds of situations in his life.
但是呢，写《使徒行传》的路加医生怎么说呢
？And what does Luke has to say about King David？
请看《使徒行传》十三章，《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts。
22节，《使徒行传》十三章22节。
Chapter 13, verse 22. Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
聚会了，扫罗就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵循我的旨意。这里提到有关大卫是神所拣选的，
Here it talks about King David, the one who was anointed by God.
他说大卫是合神心意的人。
Here it says that David is the one who can find favor in the eyes of God.
他凡事要遵循神的旨意。
He will do everything according to God's will.
也就是说立志要得到神的喜悦。
In other words, he's determined to find favor in the eyes of God.
那么保罗他为主而活也是立志要得到主的喜悦。
And it's the same for Paul. He determined himself to find favor in the eyes of God.
所以他这种人生观也要成为我们的人生观。
And his value for living should be our value for living as well.
因为我们今天同样的都是为主而活。
Because all of us similarly are living for the Lord.
那么能够这样的话，
If this is so,
我们会在主耶稣的恩典当中呢有一件一件的体会啊。
Then we'll slowly have more experience in the grace of Lord.
好像保罗当时的体会一样。
It's the same for Paul at a time.
我们再看约翰一书，请看第三章二十二节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3 verse 22.
约翰一书第三章二十二节。
1 John chapter 3.
就新约圣经三百四十七页
，page 863，
第三章二十二节
，First John chapter 3 verse 22，
并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。使徒约翰在这边说
，Here John says，
说我们向神所求的一切呢，能够得到他。
That we receive from him anything we ask is because we have obeyed his command.
每一个基督徒都希望他的祷告很有效果。
All of us as Christian hopes that our prayer is effective.
所求的内容都能够实现。
And whatever we ask can be fulfilled.
但是约翰在这边说啊。
However, John says here.
能够遵循神命令，能够行他所喜悦的事的人。
And that for a person who can obey his commandment and do what pleases him,
当然他所求的内容也会合乎神的旨意。
And then whatever he asks will also go according to the will of God.
当然所求的就能够从神那边来得到。
And of course then he will receive from anything that he asks.
这是一个真正为主而活的人要得主喜悦的人。
And this is truly a person who is living for the Lord and finding favor in him.
那么有时候我们所求的好像呢得不到。
And sometimes we may seem that we cannot get what we ask for.
有时候是不合乎神的旨意。
It is because what we ask for is not according to His will.
有时候是神的旨意呢，有时间限制了。
Or sometimes it's because of His time.
所以这种交托、依靠的祷告。
And because of this, we have to pray.
也是我们为主而活的人必须要了解的。
And depend on Him.
那么有关呢保罗他强调为主而活的人生观呢是凭信心不是凭眼见
and with regard to this value of Paul that he lived his life by faith and not by sight
接下来他又阐明很多方面的对我们的鼓励
and following he also reviewed many other encouragements for all of us
那往后呢我们再继续来查考这个问题啊
and we shall continue to study this in future
那我们下午呢，就查考一部分到这里。
And I shall end my sermon this afternoon.